second parak of Arla Mishnah Yud Beis. This is a comment on the previous Mishnah. We mentioned before Machlokes by Zeb Zegoyim. If I do not have enough yeast to cause the bread to leaven, and I need a combination of yeast of Heta and yeast of Iser to cause it to leaven, we said before we paskin that the bread will be mutter. So we have a testimony over here of Yo'ezer Ishabira Hayim Atamidei Beit Shammai. This person, Yo'ezer, who was a Talmud of Beit Shammai, Ve'oma, Shaltus Rabbi Gamliel Azokin, Oymid B'Shara Mizrach. I asked Rabbi Gamliel, the elder who was standing by the eastern gate of the Beit HaMikdash, courtyard of the Beit HaMikdash, Ve'oma, Le'oylam, Eina Oysav, Sheyeva Kedei L'Chamez. He said, that Loch is that it's not us until you have a full measure, a full amount of yeast of Truma that will have the ability to cause the breath of leaven. But if you have to combine Heta in order to combine together with the yeast of the Truma, in such a case, since the yeast of Truma by itself will not cause it to leaven, the bread will be mutter.